But what I can say is that you had asked earlier, like, what does gratitude mean to you? And I had to think about that a lot. But I think at the end of the day, for me, it means living with awareness and acceptance in the now, in the present. Because if I'm in the now, everything's okay. I'm not triggered by the past, right? It's like when you look at a baby and they're joyful and they're playing and they're smiling and they're reaching for something, or they're looking at flowers and they're completely in the now and grateful. And so raising a baby by myself, here in LA, like I would watch him and he was completely in the now, and that would like center me, and that was the beginning of my journey.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a veteran journalist and editor who, as a newspaper reporter and magazine writer, interviewed murderers, rapists, politicians, scientists, and CEOs. Laura hit rock bottom at 39 when her husband left. She had an 8-month-old baby and a 7-year-old to care for. Her job as a parenting and pregnancy editor vanished. Her mother was dying, and she had to move, had just moved back from London to LA. Little did she know that her journey to wholeness had just begun. I love this this short presentation about her and the fact that she can help us get some perspective on some very interesting topics. Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast, Laura K. Rowe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Perfect. So let us know a little bit more about you, some of the things that I might have missed or that you would love to share with our audience.
Well, I think you hit a lot of sort of the dramatic points. yeah, but my journey and really led me into yoga and doing lots of training. So I now teach classes, although during Corona, I'm only teaching a few. And I embraced my fiction. So I had written a novel many years ago, and then just sort of dropped it. And so now I've got a novel coming out, and I'm busy at work at another one. So it sort of led me back to my center and focusing on what brings me joy, which is an amazing journey. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I know that you were also able to get in your best shape of your life post 40, which is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that might have been something that my agent put in there. I mean, I am in good shape, but I mean, is it better than when I was 25? That's debatable. but I'm healthy, and health is wealth, and yeah. And I'm feeling good, so that's nice.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, it's health, of course, is very important. Like the, I don't know how to call it, the external part, let's say, but also our mental health is quite important.
Exactly.
As well. And it's very important. It's critical to be healthy physically, but it's as important, if not even more, sometimes to be healthy mentally and emotionally as well. And I know that you've been through some experiences that are very tough, and you were able to overcome them, and you may want to share a bit of that with us, if you want, of course.
Yeah, of course. I think when you're mentioning about your mental health, your spiritual health, because I think of those as two different things, right? We can be intellectually on board with our graduate program or with our work, but spiritually void. You see that all the time, right?
Yeah.
And then you have your physical health. You may see someone who is just looks like a, you know, champion boxer, but is spiritually and mentally is, you know, we call that in yoga the chakras. Like you want to be in balance with all of them, right? And so you see that all the time. And I think when one area of your life is diseased, I say diseased, not diseased, but it's one area is atrophying, and you're not in alignment, your body will tell you. Like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but if you're spiritually and mentally just in a low place, a low vibration, your body is going to start reacting in certain ways. So maybe it's headaches, maybe it's backaches. You know what I mean? You start to have these trigger effects where we're completely connected once we embrace that. And so for me, you know, this is what I read somewhere back when I was in London. I was a parenting and pregnancy editor with a publishing house. And what I had read when I was doing some articles was that the biggest stressors in life are like the rug being pulled out from under you. And it is only human that you're going to fall, right? And the biggest stressors are death of a family member or loved one, an international move because you're suddenly in a foreign location without your familiar family and friends, infidelity that is, it's always something that people don't expect, but I think in some situations it's more than others, but it's like infidelity and divorce. And so in a period of like 3 months, I experienced all of that and loss of a job. And so, you know, upon moving from London, I just lost my dog. And I know that sounds, but she was my best friend and always slept at my feet when I wrote, because I've always written from home. And I almost lost the baby. That's why we moved back, because I was 8 months pregnant and we needed a specialist. And I almost lost her because upon getting off the plane, I got chickenpox. And anyway, that's a whole nother story, but most people in England do not immunize, and they don't realize that pregnant women can lose their babies if they get it. So that happened. My mom was dying, and then my husband left, and it all, and then the job dissolved. And so it all happened at one time, and it was so disorienting that there was no place but up from there. You know what I mean? It's like, It took some time. But what I can say is that you had asked earlier, like, what does gratitude mean to you? And I had to think about that a lot. But I think at the end of the day, for me, it means living with awareness and acceptance in the now, in the present. Because if I'm in the now, everything's okay. I'm not triggered by the past, right? It's like when you look at a baby and they're joyful and they're playing and they're smiling and they're reaching for something, or they're looking at flowers, and they're completely in the now and grateful. And so raising a baby by myself, here in LA, like I would watch him, and he was completely in the now, and that would like center me. And that was the beginning of my journey. You know, those moments, those early days of just watching him, slowing down, taking breaths, and knowing, okay, right now everything's okay. What do I need to do right now? And it's very much like the day to, you know, moment by moment journey, you know, that gets you through.
Yeah. It's very inspiring when we think about it, like all of the things that are happening in our life that are influencing us one way or another, especially in a negative way, have power over us as long as we are not in the present. We are either fearing of the things that might happen in the future, or just things that have happened that have some influences of some sort in the present, right, as well. But yeah,
I totally agree. And, you know, I'll add to that if you don't mind, like,
yeah, sure.
You know, as I've made this journey, because when you're first in it, and a lot of people have PTSD, especially now, you know, with the pandemic, I think
yeah.
a lot of people are experiencing PTSD, and that's a whole different animal, right? Because you're having stress and anxiety, and I can talk a bit about that in yoga later, but it is something that we just have to be compassionate and kind with ourselves and take deep breaths and try to get into the now and just be like, right now, everything is okay. Right now, in this present moment, I am healthy. Right now, everything is, you know, all is well. I'm being taken care of. You know, we have to sort of center ourselves from the PTSD moments, right? That's a different animal. But what we focus on, we attract. And, you know, I was in a support group for many years, which I'm so grateful for. You know, it was a blessing at the time. But now I've moved into this place where I've shifted. And there's another element to gratitude where, you know, what I focus on, I bring more of into my life. That's why when we focus on what works, what brings us joy, what makes us flow, you know, people, pets, places, moments, family, you know, when we train our mind, it's almost like Jedi training, right? That's the way I think of it. It's like, you know, it's the default mind that just keeps going, like the monkey mind. It just keeps going. And when we just think about what annoys that person that said that rude thing, and the person that cut us off in traffic, and the politician, you know, and we just get nuts, then we're not even connected to our center anymore. We're not connected to our essence. And so if we can train our mind to start thinking about what works and what flows, we attract more of that. And so I'm a big proponent of understanding where we came from, to have compassion for maybe some of our behaviors that worked for us in the past, but don't work for us now. But then we've got to drop it. Because yeah. if we keep going in the past, we start connecting with other people on like this energetic vibration of sympathy, which then can very quickly lead, like, self-awareness and self-absorption are a fine line, and you don't want to be stuck in victimhood either. So I'm a big, big proponent of starting to detach in meditation and be like, huh, like, why was I constantly, right, giving that person that annoyance so much of my attention? Because it's human nature. Like, yeah. We just don't even, you know, yeah.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Yeah, it's so true. And one of the ways in which we can deal with this in a beautiful way is yoga. I've experimented it myself. And
oh, nice.
I know that. When you're doing those poses and you're focused on them, it's easier for you to get out of your own head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all need that at times, like the fact that we need to go outside and take a walk, or mm-hmm. just be outside. We also need to get out of our own head every once in a while, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that can be challenging for some people listening. You know, I lived in London for years. I know what that winter is like. Plus, they're in a lockdown now. So I try to be compassionate about people that are in lockdown, or if there's ice and wind and rain. I mean, we all have different circumstances that are daunting. And so not everyone can just go for a walk at the beach. I'm blessed here in California. And one of the things, though, that I used to do when I lived in London as well, with those long winters, is yoga. And I wasn't a yoga teacher back then, and I would just turn on it's like a Yoga for Dummies video. And I would do it in my apartment, and I would find a sunny spot. Like I would try, and if it wasn't a sunny spot, I'd turn on one of those lamps, that would help you get some vitamin D. And I would tell myself to shelf it. Whatever the problem was, whatever I was angry about, I'd shelf it. And then I'd do just a 20-minute flow. And then suddenly it's almost as if I got to a vista. You know, when you hike and you get to a vista, and then you can see things with a little bit more clarity, because you've detached a little bit, you've zoomed out a little bit. And when we're constantly in it, when we're in the trees and we can't see the forest, when we're in it, where it's like a dog gnawing on a bone. That doesn't solve your problem. Sometimes just letting it go, flowing, feeling some gratitude, makes a huge difference. So in my yoga class, I work with cancer patients up at a hospital and people right out of surgery once a week. I've been doing it for 7 years. And so I have this very gentle flow yoga class, mostly breathing, deep breathing, gentle postures that flow. It's like shushing a baby, so we don't hold it statically. And then we always have this like moment of gratitude. We put our hands in our hearts and we mentally shift. We think about what works, what flows in our life, what brings us joy. And if we've had a really bad day, just maybe having lunch, having a bed. Do you know what I mean? Like just make it really simple and you bring it in. And then you notice afterwards that your vibration has shifted completely. And it makes a huge difference. It makes even meditation later easier. And so I've been doing that, but it really started with my boys. Because ever since they were young, at night, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I don't adhere to one particular religion. But at night, the way we say our quote unquote prayers is by our gratefuls. And we've been doing that, gosh, 19 years, because I have a 19-year-old and a 12-year-old. And so they have to say their gratefuls at night. And it used to be you say for however old you are, like if you're 12, you say 12 of them. If you're, and we've been doing that. And it makes a huge difference. Huge difference. Just think about what you're grateful for before going to bed. And I do that with my yogis. And for me, it's like I teach what I need to learn, because almost every time I do it in class, it's like I'm uplifted. Like I needed that.
I know, I
It's
know.
right.
Yeah, totally. It is the same here. And since we got to this point, let's do it now. And let's do it with our listeners.
Sure.
So if you want to lead the way.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. All right. So just pretend you're in one of my gentle yoga classes. If you are sitting down in a chair, ground your feet. Wherever you're sitting, if you're comfy, just keep it there, but place one hand over your heart and one hand over that in your heart space. Close your eyes. Maybe roll your shoulders a couple of times. It's good to be loose. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Maybe let the shoulders rise up to your ears. Pull the shoulder blades back and exhale out of the mouth. Just bow your head in gratitude and begin to shift your vibration away from the monkey mind. Start to mentally think about what works in your life. Right today, think about what has brought you a little serenity, right? Maybe some joy, what you're grateful for, maybe what you're grateful for not having, right? So bring it in, right? For me, it's health, my boys, my book coming out, being with you, Georgian. But think about things in this moment people, pets, places, moments, projects that make time slide through, right? And just take a moment. Notice how you're feeling more centered. Notice how you're feeling more connected. Notice that your heart is beating in a peaceful rhythm. Notice that you're feeling a sense of wellness come in. Just invite that in. This is our authentic vibration. Take another moment. And then notice how you'd like to feel today. How would you like to feel? Maybe a little bit more at peace, maybe more trusting. Maybe playful, right? It's okay to be playful. It's okay to have fun and to feel good, even when there's so much going on in the world. It lights other people up, gives other people the roadmap and the permission to do the same. So think about how you'd like to feel. No judgment. Bring it in. See yourself feeling that way. Good. We're going to take a deep breath in to seal that intention, that feeling intention. Take a deep breath in. Maybe let the shoulders rise. Hold it up at the top. And exhale, let it go. Beautiful.
Amazing.
Isn't it amazing how a few breaths and a few thoughts can shift you?
Yeah, most definitely. I always love to do these things on the spot as well, like while we're talking about them, because I think the best way in which we can actually understand something is by doing it. And I'm really hoping that our audience has been doing this as well, or if they weren't, just go back 30 or 60 seconds and try it as well, and maybe even share it with your friends and family, because if you're like me, it's a really powerful experience, and it's something that can really help you find the balance and the gratitude in your life. It's really beautiful. Thank you for doing this
exactly
with us.
Oh, of course.
Beautiful.
It's the mind body connection. You know, it's like I think the bio that you read about me that my agent created is the traumatic version. And you know, when I was in college, I was already writing for newspapers, you know, and interned at the BBC, and was really, really into making a difference and thinking how journalists can make a difference, right? And when I was working for a newspaper in Maryland and covering crime and riding around with police who are trying to catch drug dealers. And if you look at me, I'm a very tiny person too. It's like, I can't imagine I was putting myself in harm's way, but I was. And an interview, I had to cover a murder where a man chopped up the body of his mother-in-law and his wife and put it all over this farm outside of Annapolis, and had to interview him. And it was just so stressful. And at the time, I didn't have the tools. I was a really good writer, but I didn't have the tools to relax. And then went into writing novels, and I went to grad school in New York. And what I learned in grad school when I was working with so many writers is that, you know, dipping into even for fiction, whether you're writing nonfiction or fiction, you're dipping into like fearful moments or your authentic self. It's like one of my favorite writers, Patty Callahan Henry, she told me once, you know, the best writers, they dig into the compost of their youth, you know, and it makes them anxious and fearful. And how do we deal with that? And most writers that I know get a little cynical, get a little defensive, get a little neurotic, a little anxious, and they start, you know, it's like Hunter S. Thompson, or anyway, there's a lot of authors that went down this path of drinking heavily, bad habits. And so what I noticed is like the coffee, the drinking, the not exercising, the sitting for hours, the bad food, and then it has that effect on your body, and it's hard to get into that grateful calm place, and that's where you can really create, you know. And and so with my yoga, it helped me become a better writer, and that's what's interesting. It helped me become more centered and less fearful of what other people think, so that I can create. And so now I'm working on my fourth book, and you know, a lot of people are like, "How is that possible? You're a single mom. You also juggle. I work part time as an editor and a yoga teacher." But what's interesting is that when you center yourself and you're calm, you realize there's enough time. You have enough time. You are enough. You have something to say. You know, and this is applicable to anything you want to do, any dream, right? You can sit down for an hour a day. That's it. And so I use these tools to actually become a better writer. And I started doing yoga and writer's retreats for that reason, so that writers can get away and relax and breathe, and then refocus on whatever project they're working on. And I see that as applicable to any dream. You know, once we center ourselves, we got that fear, anxiety, and we start to believe, oh, it's possible, and we can listen to our intuition. And so for me, it's all connected. It's all connected.
Yeah.
And it comes back to the gratitude, because I can't be in gratitude if I'm in fear. You know?
Exactly.
It's not possible. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And the kind of final product that you release into the world is quite different when you do it from fear, or when you're doing it from a balanced place inside of you. It's what you put out in the world from what's inside, and that, of course, one way or another has a ripple effect, and either you get other people to get into that fear, or you get them to be more in balance with the work that you're putting out.
That's so true, right? I mean, just for everyone, you too, what you're doing here is amazing. I think it's just, it's so important to come back. And what is your journey to get to gratitude? How do you get there? What does it look like? I think it's just such a great conversation to have.
Totally. We are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about your books, and I know that you have one coming up. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. Of course I can tell you. So I have a novel called Between Thoughts of You, and it should be coming out, I thought, December, but due to COVID, the printing presses are a little bit delayed at Simon & Schuster, so it'll be coming out in January. I'm super excited. It's fiction inspired really by my questions of what is love, you know? And so it's two main characters, an old man, an Italian-American millionaire, is dying in his villa. And he harbors a secret. He's never told anyone that he was engaged to and broke a promise to this Japanese woman that he met in World War II. And he's never forgotten about her. He's just never forgotten about her. And he's just kind of haunted by how he had left her, and then his caretaker, who is a Japanese Hawaiian woman, who she lost a baby, and her husband had been unfaithful, and so she's just trying. She's grappling with her own. And so the stories are between her stories and his stories. It's all through her point of view, but each chapter goes back and forth, and it's their conversations in the villa. And then all kinds of mischief happens when she meets the old man's son. And so it's called Between Thoughts of You, because I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but sometimes you're in a location and the distance of being in this location helps you see things a little bit more clearly. And maybe you're constantly thinking about someone else in a different light, right? Because you're detached, you're not there, you're able to think about them in a different light. Or maybe there's someone that's lingered and just never really left you, and you didn't realize it until later that that person is still in your heart, right? And so it's called Between Thoughts of You because she and the old man, they're both thinking about the loves of their life, but while they're together and while they're doing things in Italy. We're in a post-COVID pandemic world, and we can all have some fun in Maui, you know? But all of that's on my website. So
beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So what is your website?
Yeah, it's my pen name, Laura, middle initial K, last name Roe, R-O-E. So laurakroe.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for all of the beautiful things that you've shared with us, for the beautiful exercises, and for just being here present with us and helping us reconnect to the present moment. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was wonderful.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.